I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A 7.0 earthquake struck the Philippines' most populous island of Luzon last Monday. More than 50 landslides killed at least 5 people and injured many more. Electricity has mostly been restored, but clean water remains a concern. Bill Passins is with AMG International.
Some of the people that we do serve did have some damage to their houses, some things like cracks in foundations and things like that, that we're going to try to help some of our sponsored kids' families. But that was really the extent of the damage that was done to any of the AMG ministries or the constituents that we serve.
Passins recently returned from a trip to the Philippines, his first since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Between that and global financial uncertainty, he says many more people have an interest in the Christian faith. Please ask God to strengthen churches in the Philippines. 2 years ago, World Missionary Press sent 6.4 million scripture booklets to ministry partners in Brazil. Freight coordinator Helen Williams says she's been flooded with reports as the Holy Spirit changes hearts.
The feedback is just overwhelming almost. I mean, in terms of excitement among our distributors down there, new opportunities. There are places being reached that were not being reached because of the lack of resources, such as material. One ministry set up regional distribution points with some pastors, sending 500 boxes at a time.
While believers praise God for moving so powerfully in Brazil, they know he's not finished yet.
I have 6 orders on my desk for Brazil. We are going to be printing 8 million booklets to go out before the end of the year.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.